evening, everybody. My name's Alon. This is the Chatterbox Video Game Radio Show. In the studio with me, we've got Nate.
Hello.
And Tracy.
Hey, what's up?
Tracy used to work for us, and now he's hanging out a little bit. I appreciate it.
I do what I can.
Yeah. All right, so Chatterbox Video Game Radio Show, in case you don't know, is here every Sunday evening at 7 o'clock. We talk about video games, and that's pretty much it. I try to keep it on topic.
Usually.
For the most part. All right, so I'm going to start off with this question. There's been a lot of, I don't even know what to call it, but a lot of news right now circling around something that was just discovered with the new Grand Theft Auto game. Grand Theft Auto is always in the news for too much violence, but now it's in the news for sex. Because apparently, with the newest PC version of it, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas can unlock a mini game, I guess. I don't know if it's just a mini game or an animation, but basically you have girlfriends in this game and you get your score or how much she likes you. I forget what they call it.
I do believe it was a mini game though, because I think when the shot that I saw, there were actual like directions, like
really?
Press this, you know.
Okay, so maybe it's an actual interactive mini game and it involves actually having sex with your girlfriend. And so the usual senator in California, Leland D., who's always putting up bills into Congress to try and get things banned or restricted or whatever, he is just railing everybody, especially the ESRB, the Electronic Software Ratings Association, Ratings Board, trying to get them to come down on Take-Two Interactive and Rockstar for putting this stuff in the game and allowing it to get out there and not rating the game properly and all these things. And so my question to you, the listener, is whether or not the ESRB should be responsible to police all of this stuff. Because what's most important to note about this minigame is that you can't do it when you buy the game without changing something. You have to actually go...
Download a patch.
Yeah, you have to go into the code of the game or download a special file which alters the game. You can't do this on your own.
So it's a hack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How can they be responsible for that?
That's sort of how I think.
Well, the thing is that did Rockstar, you know, tell ESRB that, hey, this is in here? Because they're supposed to disclose everything that's
but
in the game.
But it's not part of the game.
It is in there.
But
see, that's
where
the question is. You know,
if
is
I'm
that
changing
work?
The game, it has no bearing on whether or not...
But the fact that it's
I'm
in there,
changing
though,
it.
That's my thing.
All right, well, check this out.
I can change
out.
It to do anything. I can do a mod and change it to, if I know the code well enough,
but no,
I can change
the
it that
is,
I'm a white guy.
I mean, yeah, you have to change the code, but, I mean, it's there. When you buy the game, it's already there.
Well, let me
you
ask
just have
you,
to have something that activates it.
In today's games, by the way, if anybody wants to call in and discuss this with us, please do. We love to hear from you. The local phone number is 602-277-KFNX. If you are listening through the internet, which lots of people do, you can call us toll-free at 866-536-1100. And, yeah, that's toll-free anywhere in the country. So, my question to you, Nate, is this. There are lots of games with lots of 3D models.
Yeah.
And these models are human realistic. A game that I can come up with as an example, the volleyball game. Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball, right? There's lots of girls, lots of realistic-looking girls, and they have bikinis on.
Yeah.
But you can mess around with the code and take the bikinis off. So what happens at that point? Right? What if we model these characters and we put clothes on them? That's a natural part of most games today. Like Madden football. What if we took the jerseys off and the programmers had conveniently modeled genitalia?
Yeah.
Right? But you can't see it because they're covered with clothes. Kind of like when you walk down the street, people are wearing their clothes.
Well, that's
but
kinda,
if you know how to talk,
this is an actual,
give them the right codes.
Well, being that it's a mini game, it's like they thought about it. And they put it in there. But then they're like,
they
well, we're not going
to
do
it.
They decided to take it out.
They took it out of the final game. The code existed, but there's all sorts of stuff in games today that you don't never see just because, you know, last minute they decide to get rid of it. So rather than deleting everything that would break stuff, they just take out
I think there's a little difference between, you know, taking the tops off the girls in Dead or Alive and then this game.
Why?
How?
Why? You're hacking it to do something that it was not intended
to do. It seems a little more, again, just deliberate. I mean, it's not... Yeah, okay, so they have this model, and we put clothes over it, you know, besides, say, a actual game that they made. Regardless that they didn't use it, the fact is that they made it, you know. And it's, well...
And isn't this game rated mature anyways? What else do they want?
Well, they want adult.
They want adults only, because it's so graphic, because it has the nudity in it.
Because right now it's 17 and up.
Sex acts.
And, you know, really, I guess 18 they want.
Well,
so.
17.
Mature should be 18 anyways.
Yeah.
But come on. It's a hack. You change the game. You change the code of the game. They're not responsible for that. If I hack it and put my own patch out on the internet where everybody, I'm running around killing the president or whatever as part of the final mission, are they now responsible and put a hack out there? Is that so? That's what you're saying?
I can understand if Rockstar were the people who
put a hack out there. Is that so? That's what you're saying?
I can understand if Rockstar were the people who leaked the information for how to do this hack. I could understand them being a little bit responsible because they both made it and released the information to have access to it. But it was some dude in like Norway or something or Finland hacking away and finding this stuff. And I personally, it's tough because who should be responsible? Is the congressman is saying that the ESRB is in the pockets of all these video game companies. Because
he's been saying that forever.
Well, yeah, there is sort of this inherent problem with the ESRB where their money comes from the video game companies because all the companies want to get their games rated so they're not yelled at by congressmen like Senator Yee, right? So they pay the ratings board to do the ratings properly for them. So they also take it upon themselves to give them all the information, full disclosure and stuff, so that they can properly rate the game. But since the money is coming from them, some people like the senator, and if you go to gamepolitics.com, there's an article on this as well, since their bills are basically paid for by the companies, it's like they're in their pocket. So they would do something like give them a lower rating so that it could get on Walmart store shelves and such.
Well, but anything under an adult-only game usually gets on there.
And that's my point, that the ESRB would be nicer to them because they're paying their bills.
Yeah.
But Grand Theft Auto would sell as many games, whether or not it's in Walmart or just at EB Games. People are going to buy that game. And honestly, more people would buy it if it had the adult-only title because they're like, oh, it's even more controversial than the last one.
True. I disagree, just because the power of Walmart is so huge that it's necessary to get in there if you want to make money. But, well, if you want to make as much money as you could.
I think
I don't really
the controversy,
think that.
If it's controversial, then it's going to be on there.
All right, well, let's take a caller and see what he has to say about it. We've got Adam from somewhere nearby, I suppose.
I'm telling you, he's calling in to say Nate's wrong.
I'm sure he is.
All right, Adam, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
All right, right on. So where are you from, first of all?
I'm actually from Canada.
Oh, kick-ass internet listener.
Yep.
All right, so what do you have to say about all this?
Really, I think that the ESRB is totally wrong. Like, if they do anything, it's going to be, like, totally wrong for the community that do play games because it's out there. It wasn't meant for anybody to be seen in the first place. And really, it's all the hackers and everything.
See, he agrees with me.
So you're saying you think the ESRB would be wrong to, like, they're running an investigation now. So you think they'll be wrong if they go back and retroactively change the rating? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Well, the thing that this reminds me of is, I don't know if you guys remember, but in 2000, the Tiger Woods game.
Yeah, with the South Park file?
Yeah.
I didn't think anybody else knew about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone has to explain this one to me.
All right, so Tiger Woods golfer, do you want to you tell us, Adam.
Basically, one of the designers or the coders put the actual Spirit of Christmas pilot on the game itself. So then they had to recall the game.
Yeah, so the Spirit of Christmas, before South Park was on Comedy Central as a full-blown cartoon, Spirit of Christmas was the Christmas card, video Christmas card that started it all. Right, they, Trent and Matt, made this video Christmas card that got so hugely well-received that it turned into the cartoon. And it was very, very vulgar, just like the cartoon. Lots of swearing, lots of, you know, beating up on Jesus and stuff, which a lot of people don't like. So the entire MPEG or AVI or whatever video file was just on the Tiger Woods disc for PlayStation. Had nothing to do with the game. It was just on the disc. Put it in your PC CD-ROM and watch it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So they figured this out, and like Adam said, it had to get recalled. I have a copy of it at home if you want to see.
I'm still coming over tonight.
I thought that was amazing when I saw it. I thought it was really great for whoever did that to sneak it in. And I thought about that too. I just thought it was so obscure, no one would get the reference. But yeah, like it's another perfect example of, you know, whose fault is it? It's the designer's fault, which means it's the company's fault, but nobody's going to see that when playing the game.
Yeah.
So I agree with you, Adam.
Adam's the man.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Did you have anything else you wanted to say before you go?
Just one thing. I noticed you guys were trying to get on, I think it was Slashdot or it could have been some other like video game news site.
We want to get on anything.
We're always trying to get the publicity.
Yeah, I'm trying to get you guys on Dig right now. I don't know if you've heard of that.
Right on. If you send me an email, I will take a look into whatever it is and certainly support your support of us.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks a lot, Adam, for calling.
Have a good night.
Yeah, you too. All right, so first caller from Canada.
Yeah.
That was sort of neat.
Great White North.
We're blowing up.
Yeah, exploding on the scene. So
we're
anyway,
international now, man.
You know, we do have listeners from Scotland and England. All right, so...
They should call.
They should. It's like 5 in the morning.
I don't care. Set the alarm clock. Call us up. It's Monday morning. You're getting ready for work.
Oh, crap. We got to go to commercial.
Alrighty.
Andrew, what? No, we got time? Okay, good. So I am a little bit concerned because this does raise some questions, this whole issue we have, that I see what you're saying about it being very close to them intending to put it in. And what if they intended it, but they just sort of hid it, right?
Well, there's... see, that's kind of what I was thinking. It was more hidden than just like, well, we're not going to use it.
Yeah.
You know?
Since it involves actual hacking, I got to say, like, I don't think anyone can be ultimately responsible. And I think attacking the ESRB, like, the ESRB shouldn't require that stuff to be told to them if it's not part of the actual game. And the developer shouldn't be responsible because it's not part of the official game.
They're supposed to disclose everything that's in the game. That's where I'm getting.
I mean, even if
it's not being used, the fact that it's in there, it's in the code, that they should say, you know, hey, it's in here. No one's going to use it. You know, it's not going to be in the game, so you can, you know, probably give it a lower rating. But yeah, the fact that it's in there, you know.
But it's in there, but then you still have to go in and change it, so it's not really in there. It's
I love this, though.
There, but it's not.
The future of properly modeled characters, like in the past, like the volleyball example I gave you, what I didn't mention was that the girls in the bikinis, they're there, but if you take off the bikinis, they don't have nipples,
mm-hmm,
right? They just have, you know, mounds for breasts.
Yeah.
But what if in the future the developers are properly making these characters, so they're anatomically correct, with or without the clothes. They add the clothes, so it's like, you know, real life.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone clicks a bit to remove that dress or whatever.
Well, you're going to want to put the nipples in with physics, because if it gets cold...
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. It's of vital importance for my realism experience. All right, maybe we'll come back.
That would just pull me out of the game if it wasn't there.
All right, clearly this could use some more discussion. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Give us a call at 602-277-KFNX or go to chatterboxgameshow.com for our toll-free number. We'll be back.
Hackers. They're everywhere, and I'm not talking about the kind trying to infect your company's website. No, you're under attack from the competition, stifling your research, preventing your career change, stopping you from having your own business or advancing your career. Make the University of Advancing Technology's graduate degree in technology your first line of defense in the fight against life's hackers. The Master of Science in Technology from UAT is unlike any other program around. Focus in customized areas like network security, artificial life programming, game studies, technology management, and e-commerce. UAT's program is accelerated. It offers the flexibility to adapt quickly to changes that come in the high-tech field. It's really about creating thinkers who understand how business works and how to apply the technology. Learn, experience, innovate at the only local private university totally immersed in technology. Click uat.edu. UAT.edu.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Chatterbox Video Game Radio Show on July 10th at 7-ish. 7-ish, 10-ish if you're on the East Coast. All right, Chatterbox Video Game Radio. Tracy and Nate are in the studio with me. I'm Alon. If you want to call us in the studio locally, it's 602-277-KFNX, or you can call us toll-free anytime. Go to chatterboxgameshow.com. You're probably there anyway if you're listening on the internet, and we've got a toll-free number for you to call with. Anyway, so we were just talking about the sex minigame built into Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, but you're not able to actually access it without hacking the game. I don't know how much more you guys want to talk about it. Nate felt like he was getting picked on.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Okay. I want to know how long it is before there's an Xbox version
I hear there already is. And apparently it's only changing one bit in the code, like changing a 0 to a 1. So it should be really easy to do. But my question is, like, that's a very similar example. But you need to hack the Xbox in order to be able to hack the game to then play it. So is that, like, enough steps removed that it's okay with you, Nate?
Yeah.
It is? Because if you said no, I would ask, well, what about the PlayStation 2 where you have to hack the system and buy a hard drive and hack the game? And I'm not even sure if you can do it in the PS2 version, but theoretically speaking.
My thing, especially on the PC, if it's just changing a 1 to a 0, I mean, come on. Come on.
Well, yeah, but you got to have a hex editor, man. You can't just go into a text file. And...
Yeah, true, true.
You got to be trying to do it. And if you're trying
you
to do it, you're not going to do it by accident. So only there might be a few kids smart enough to do it, but those kids that are smart enough to do it have porn on the internet anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Well, someone obviously makes it simpler by making an executable file that just changes it for you, so you don't have to know what you're doing. You just
You just download that.
Yeah, but if you're still finding that patch, you know where the porn is on the internet, so it doesn't matter.
I agree. I agree. And so it's just hard to tell. Like, there are all these people out there, like the senator in California, who want to blame somebody, and I can't figure out who the blame should belong to. The ESRB, I really don't think is responsible. But then again, I think the game company covered their butts enough just as well. So. Who knows?
I'm blaming the guy that did the hack. I'm blaming him. If we're going to blame anybody, let's blame Nate, and then we'll blame the guy.
All right.
The hack guy certainly isn't responsible, in my opinion, but...
Yeah, just because he found it.
Anyway, like I said, if you have an opinion, give us a call. We're ready to hear from you anytime. So there's some other things that we can talk about, too, so we don't take 60 minutes on the same topic. Gamma Sutra, here's another question for everybody. Every week they have a question that they ask of developers and anybody who reads their website. And this week I kind of like their question. We're always talking about the new hardware that's out there, the new Xbox 360 that's coming and the PS3 and all that. And their question is whether or not the first mover advantage really exists. You know, the first one out the door, like the PS2 was before the Nintendo GameCube in the Xbox, and it's doing a lot better. So a lot of people think, well, if your system comes out first, then you have this inherent advantage. So what factors make that true or not true? Or what could you do if you're Sony or Nintendo, right, to outweigh the advantage that Microsoft would have by releasing their system first?
That's not true. The Dreamcast and the PlayStation. The Dreamcast came out way before it.
That's, that's the rebuttal. The real example is the Sega Saturn.
Well, you can go there, too. I'm saying more recently, most people don't remember the Saturn.
Yeah, well, the Saturn had another problem where... I don't know why they chose to do it this way, but they didn't just surprise or release it before everybody. They surprised everybody. The developers might have known, but like even the media had no idea the system was getting released when it did. All of a sudden, it was out there 5 or 6 months before everyone else and at a higher price. So like they had a few things going not their way. They didn't hype it up, and Microsoft clearly is producing hype. Sega totally failed with their Saturn launch. I don't know what they were thinking, but... That's one example of being first not working.
Well, I remember it came out early because after about, what was it, like 4 months, you could mail in and they'd send you the updated Virtual Fighter.
Really?
Well, I remember I did that. So.
I remember I have the Virtual Fighter remix, but I don't remember the hullabaloo involved with getting it. I picked up a used copy at some point.
Oh, well, I know me and my buddy, we got him first because he was working at Kmart at the time. So he got us like about like a couple days ahead.
That's cool. All right, so... I don't know what to think of this. I don't know if the first mover means much. I think it has more to do with brand loyalty, people loving the word PlayStation.
Well, just look at the PSP and the DS. I just read something today how the DS was apparently better than the PSP.
Well, it's doing better.
Doing better,
sure.
Anyways. But then the PSP isn't in Europe yet. It'll start on the 1st of September or something?
Oh, I don't remember.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
It looks like we got a couple callers, though, so I want to hear from them, too.
It's all about good games.
Yeah.
And name. All right, so did you say Robert? All right, are you there?
This is he.
All right. All right, so what can we do for you, Robert?
Actually, I was listening on the internet, and I think I may be a few steps behind. I was going to say about the Grand Theft Auto thing, if you think about how many developers would have to work on a minigame such as the one that's in the game, you would probably have at least one art guy and at least one programmer, because nobody can do both, right? If you had that many people, they would be spending a good number of man hours on that. And I would think that would get them fired for not doing their other projects, even though they didn't get caught for what they did that's sort of hackable content.
Well, now, hang on a second. I don't think this was secret. I'm sure it was in the game plan, and the question was just, you know, can we squeeze this in? Can we get the appropriate rating? Do we think we should do it? I mean, they're always pushing the envelope, right? Rockstar, I mean. And so... The question is, they do all this stuff, they overpopulate the game, and then they decide what they need to cut. And so you're saying that the developer, like, shoved it in there with nobody knowing?
Or like a programmer, an artist, just kind of, you know, hey, let's do this?
I would figure that would be more likely. I don't think necessarily one of the development leads would say, let's put this minigame in, because that's way, way, way racier than anything that anyone would accept.
But you got to remember, so was the original Grand Theft Auto, as well as Grand Theft Auto 3 that got all the hype out there for being so violent. They created something that was out of the realm of acceptability and made it acceptable, or well to some people anyway.
But Grand Theft Auto is no more violent than Mortal Kombat was when it was first introduced.
Come on.
I mean, you're tearing people's spinal cords out of their body in Mortal Kombat. The only thing you do different in Grand Theft Auto, currently in the first, you know, the second installation when it actually went, I guess it was the third installation when it actually went 3D, you got to sleep with hookers.
Yeah.
And then you could kill them.
Yeah, but one's cartoon violence and one's realistic.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Well, Mortal Kombat wasn't exactly cartoonish, but...
Well, I would love to see someone in real life rip a spinal cord out of the body.
But what you're saying is backing up my point, that they're going over the top and they know it, and then when it comes down to the wire, when they actually have to release the game, that's when they have to decide what to cut. And there's always, when people are developing the games, they're always sort of brainstorming, and all sorts of teams, whether it be just Pixar making an animated movie, they do things that aren't involved in the final product just to learn or to expand their ideas or whatever. I'm sure people were paid to develop it.
You're sure? Has Rockstar made a comment on this?
No,
they
don't
commented on it.
They don't comment on user hacked mods or user mods, unfortunately. But I'm willing to bet that it was an official part of the game design. But anyway, if it wasn't, then, you know, surely if the company was really pissed off about it, although they wouldn't be because I'm sure they like the publicity, then they could go after the developer. But of course, then the liability would still fall on the company, not the developer.
They'd be afraid to fire him, because then they would be like, oh, well, it was our fault. So you would admit fault by firing the developer.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
But some companies like to go that way, take the high road and say, well, we did what we could once we found out.
Rockstar taking the high road?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's not going to happen.
That's not happening.
I tell you what, they haven't sued us for stealing their name yet. So if anybody wants to tell them that Chatterbox came from Grand Theft Auto 3, go right ahead. I'd love the publicity myself. Anyway, thanks a lot for calling, Rob.
Out, I'm sure.
How much? We should... Got a minute. We got a minute left. Okay, so we're going back.
Strong, Robert.
Thank you. I'm done with that. We go back to the Gamma Sutra question.
I read something today. I think it was in China. They're opening up a rehab clinic for online players.
Yeah, I was going to get to that.
Okay. All right, I wasn't sure.
And 1 minute before break, we bring that up.
Yeah. That's what we'll cover when we come right back.
Oh, we're teasing.
Yeah, I guess.
We're going to draw the, you know, have them
come. I want to talk more about this first mover stuff. Maybe it's not interesting to everybody else. But we'll be back, and we have a caller. Stay on hold, and we'll get to you as soon as we get back from the break. Stay tuned.
Are you going to find a Master of Science program in technology that creates thinkers who understand how business works and how to apply the technology? Where else are you going to discover a graduate degree in technology that is customized to meet your objectives? Where else in the Valley, on campus or online, can you study at the only private university that gives you the opportunity to focus in specialized areas like network security, artificial life programming, and game studies, as well as technology management? Where else? Where else but the University of Advancing Technology? UAT's graduate technology program is accelerated. It combines business with technology. It offers the flexibility to adapt quickly to changes that come in high-tech fields. Feed your brain, lead, manage. You won't find this innovative environment anywhere else. UAT, the select private university where you'll be fully immersed in technology. The experience is unrivaled. Click uat.edu. That's uat.edu.
KFNX News Talk Radio 1100.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Chatterbox Video Game Radio Show with Alon, me, and Nate.
Hello, Christy. And, call back.
Yeah.
You hung up?
Especially if you're single, because I'm newly single.
Our caller that I said was going to talk, she, as soon as we went to break, was gone. So if you want to call back, go right ahead. That'd be wonderful. Great to hear from you.
Call and tell Nate he's wrong.
Yeah. That's actually, you can win a prize. Everybody who calls and tells Nate he's wrong. Last week, were you saying? The addiction thing.
Yeah.
You missed out last week. Well, one of the big things we were talking about was video game addiction, and I brought it up because A&E has their intervention show.
Oh, yes.
Right? And so last week they were airing, actually on the East Coast while we were doing this show, it was airing a guy with a video game addiction. I don't remember what game it was. Might be
probably like an MMO or EverQuest or something. Yeah,
that's my guess, but I don't know if the synopsis on A&E's website said.
Man, I go on vacation and I just miss these awesome
shows. You missed everything. So anyway, there was this intervention show, and I asked everybody, you know, what they thought. How far is too far? When you're an addict? And I made up a whole Jeff Foxworthy bit about you know you're an addict when, right? I thought it was funny. People told me they didn't think it was funny.
I don't remember that.
Well, you weren't listening. All right, so. Anyway,
I was on air all last week.
Nate brought up this other bit of news that I just read today, and I think you did as well. Like you were saying, China opened up a game addiction clinic.
Yeah.
Apparently. So I'm sort of curious how you feel about this. You have kids.
Yeah.
Tracy. If one of them started playing a little bit too much Zelda, would you admit them to a clinic for shock therapy? And I bet they use it here.
I might just admit them just for shock therapy just because they're bad, but that's a whole other story.
Well, man, shock therapy, that's saying that there's something wrong, like, mentally with them.
Yeah. I don't know enough about the procedure, but I'm sure it's something important.
You would have to really, really, like, just, that's the only thing you do, and, like, not turn off the game for, like, a week. And,
yeah.
And what game can't you not beat in a week if you played straight through?
I don't know. Let me read this quote from the article. This is from GameSpot.com. All the children here have left school because they're playing games or are in chat rooms every day, the clinic director, Dr. Tao Ran, whatever his name is, told the AP. They're suffering from depression, nervousness, fear, and unwillingness to interact with others, panic and agitation. They also have sleep disorders, the shakes, and numbness in their hands. Weight loss was another reported symptom. So I can understand that. Sleep disorders, because you want to play and you're staring at a bright screen all day. The shakes, I can't really explain. Numbness of the hands, hands
shakiness.
Are too high.
All the caffeine that they're having.
The caffeine, right?
Yeah.
So all those are totally
just
explainable.
Just lower the controller and the numbness in your hands will go away.
Yeah, yeah, raise your chair so your hand on the keyboard is lower. That'll solve all the problems.
Below the heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, quick to open up clinics. Not so quick to democracy, but China moving forward, I guess.
But depression? The only time I get depressed when I'm playing a game when I can't pass a level, like...
Yeah,
in
and usually that
auto where I
doesn't that go away
DDR
within
stage.
Like 5 minutes, you know?
I don't know. Depression, you're not seeing anybody else. You're not going outside. I could see that setting in, not because you're playing games, but because you're a loser.
And that would fall into not having democracy, I guess. That's not why they're not depressed because of video games. They're depressed
because they're living in China.
Yeah.
Because they're being held down and their older sister was killed.
The man's trying to keep them down.
I guess. All right. So maybe this isn't a topic we can talk about forever. If anyone wants to come in and argue something about it, well, let's go right ahead. 602-277-KFNX. What else is there? I showed you today, Nate, the Xbox Media Center.
The new one. Yeah.
The new one. We're totally switching gears here. If you listen to the show a lot, you'll know that we talk about the modded Xbox from once in a while, from time to time. And that's because you can do so much with it. And
it's not like any of us have one.
No.
Yeah. In the past, I've talked about all the media functionality it has, but I got the new version of the Xbox Media Center, which is a totally free program. It's built homegrown. Nobody is paid to do this, and nobody has to pay for it. And that's one of the beautiful things about it. It basically emulates the Xbox or Microsoft Windows XP Media Center Edition, where you can access your photos and your movies and all that stuff. And what's great about it is you just run it on your Xbox, which is this $150 piece of hardware, and I can connect to over my network. I don't even need XP Media Center Edition. I just need a computer, and I can stream everything. Like I said, photos, movies, music. It's got visualizations. If you've ever used Winamp.
Like a Winamp or something like that.
Yeah, Winamp or Media Center, you know how it shows the wavy disco lines and everything. Very well done. And on my projector, you haven't seen my projector yet, but projected on the wall, you know, 10 feet high, you get this cool visualization like a club.
Speaking of visualization, I can't talk.
Visualization.
Yeah.
Visualization.
Do either of you remember the sheep that used to bob its head?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I want to find that one. If anybody can tell me where to find the sheep that bobs its heads and disco balls come around, I so want that for my laptop.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
At least Nate does.
Yeah, it was on an old version of Winamp, wasn't it? Like one of the first ones.
Yeah, there's this little sheep in the field. It's bobbing its head to the beat, and then like a disco ball will come down. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm such a nerd.
Well,
I don't
we'll look
care.
For it. That's cool. So anyway, Media Center can do all this stuff, and it can even access the internet and download synopses for movies, right? So I've got movie files on the computer, and you could perhaps legitimately download these movie files from all the different movie downloading services that are sprouting up every day, right? So say you have, I don't know, what movie's coming out now?
Oh, man,
soon.
I don't know.
Fantastic Four just
Fantastic
came out.
Four,
Star
yeah.
Wars. These are not movies that I have, but I'm citing an example. That you can just click on the file, say, get your information. So, or get the information for this movie, and it searches by the file name. So if the file name is called Star Wars, it'll find Star Wars in the movie database and download, you know, you choose, well, this one is this particular Star Wars movie. So then it downloads the synopses, it has all the actors, the
like
year.
The box art and stuff like that.
The box
cover. Very nice. Very nice.
Very, very professional looking. It blew me away. And then what's cooler is I can go listen to web radio, right? I can go listen to all the Shoutcast stuff, police scanners, gaming music, whatever. And again, since it's audio coming through the
Chatterbox?
Yeah, Chatterbox.
Especially Chatterbox.
Well, actually, we don't stream Chatterbox, so you'd be listening to it as an MP3. But
podcast?
The stream stuff you can do. And it interacts with the visualization and everything else exactly the same. Or I could play it and then open up a slideshow with music behind it. You can do anything. You can go to Apple's site with their scripts built in, so you can look at movie trailers that are out now through the QuickTime movie trailer thing on Apple.com. You can do absolutely anything you want, basically. This thing will cook you dinner on weekends. And I love it. I think it's great. So if anybody has a modded Xbox or just has an Xbox and want to do this, I think you should look into it because, hell, I mean, you could go to the store and try to buy a device that would do all this stuff, and it would probably cost you a lot more and probably involve having a PC that costs a lot more running all this stuff for the back end. And anyway, I was blown away.
I believe, didn't you say that there was a mod where you can actually hook up like an LCD screen?
Oh, yeah. You can do that too.
Really?
Yeah.
And they actually build a case for it. It's like the Xbox, except it has a slot for
it.
They
took a mold of the Xbox case, modified it to hold an LCD panel, much like your, you know, DVD player or VCR or whatever has this, you know, screen on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that you could use this without having to turn on the television or whatever. It could run all your audio and everything.
I'm excited. I need someone to show me the stuff because I'm the nerd of the bunch that doesn't know any of this stuff. And I know it's weird to say nerd not knowing anything electronic, but I'm like the oddball. This stuff sounds way cool. But
don't worry, you're halfway there. The LCD screen, I think, is, for my uses, a little bit excessive, but some people could get into that and use it. Good for them.
Oh, I'm all over that. Like I was telling you at your place, like this, yeah, I almost want to buy an Xbox now just because I could do all
almost.
That. Not to play games, but just like everything else, you know.
Yeah. Well,
it's the cheapest computer you'll ever buy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, after rebates, CompUSA has quite a deal.
are they a sponsor of the show now?
No, they're not. They're not.
We plug them a lot.
Anyway, I want to put my support for behind all the people who've helped develop that program. And certainly, you can go learn about it. I think Xbox-scene.com. Yeah, Xboxscene.com is the website. You can learn about all this stuff.
You just type in Xbox mod and Google it.
Yeah,
you'll
find
what Xbox
you need.
Scene.
But it's great, dude. Even like the main screen, you can look up weather. It's got weather.com service on it.
Really?
How hot is it going to be in Phoenix the rest of the week? Who knows? Hot. That's the answer.
Well, the monsoon, according to Jim Howell, starting sometime midweek. So.
Yeah. But it's incredible everything you can do with that software, and I love it. I was able to go online to like comics.com and see today's Dilbert comic.
Really?
Yeah. Anything.
I think this is going to make porn a lot easier for me to get.
I hate there was one of those on there, too.
Yeah. Oh, man. There was a daily updated list,
yeah,
I believe we were looking at.
Really?
Your daily porn archive.
Yeah. I'm getting more excited by the moment.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, and it'll let you play, like, let's say you're playing a movie in the background and you want to go to one of the submenus. It'll play it in the background.
Really?
So so you'll see, like, through transparent menus and stuff, you'll be able to still cycle through everything but be watching the movie in the corner or in the back.
I'm not even going to go there right now. Yeah. We're going to leave that one alone. If you want to know what I was going to say, give us a call. I'll tell you off air.
Yep. Okay, so moving forward once again, there have been a few other things that have been going on in the world. One of my favorite party games, Nate and I have played this in the past, the Guy Game, which is pretty much universally hated. I haven't heard a single person say a good thing about that game except me.
I was annoyed that it was blurred out at the beginning, and it's like, come on, just, I don't want to have to play.
Yeah, that was my thing, too.
I don't want to have to sit there with a pad of paper and write down true, false, true, true, true.
Well, not all of us need to cheat at the game.
Well, I'm sorry, I can't think like a 17-year-old drunk college chick.
Something tells me you're not too far ahead of those girls.
Well, I'm sorry, I was sober at the time I was playing it.
That's true. Well, the game does encourage alcoholism by having you played that game A-Hole.
Yes.
Not the exact name, yes. But right. Yes. It encourages drinking in the president and the treasurer and whatever.
No, the vice president.
Vice president, yeah. All that stuff. So it's a drinking game mixed with a trivia street smarts game.
I still love the fact that they somehow messed up and put a 17-year-old in the game.
Well, here's the reason it's in the news again is that because of the 17-year-old, it got totally banned, which is funny because you can still buy it at stores all over the place. Maybe not now that this ban is in place. But
I think a local retailer that rents games still had it on the shelves last time I was there.
Yeah.
It's banned-ished.
Yeah, you'll certainly be able to find it, hopefully for not much money. Anyway, they decided, okay, we can't sell the game. We'll take the girl out, put in a bunch of unreleased girls, and put it on a DVD for everyone. So now it's a Girls Gone Wild disc, basically. Which I like the fun of the game. I liked working together as a team with all the buddies. Anyway, we got to go to break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Talk about other stuff. Call us at 602-277-KFNX. We'll be right back.
KFNX, News Talk Radio 1100.
Hackers. They're everywhere, and I'm not talking about the kind trying to infect your company's website. No, you're under attack from the competition, stifling your research, preventing your career change, stopping you from having your own business or advancing your career. Make the University of Advancing Technologies Graduate Degree in Technology your first line of defense in the fight against life's hackers. The Master of Science in Technology from UAT is unlike any other program around. Focus in customized areas like network security, artificial life programming, game studies, technology management, and e-commerce. UAT's program is accelerated. It offers the flexibility to adapt quickly to changes that come in the high-tech field. It's really about creating thinkers who understand how business works and how to apply the technology. Learn, experience, innovate at the only local private university totally immersed in technology. Click uat.edu. UAT.edu.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Chatterbox Video Game Radio Show for our last segment of the night. Before we move on, I have to mention UAT.edu is a wonderful sponsor of ours, the University of Advancing Technology. If you are interested in learning how to get into the industry by producing games, you can learn the art, the programming, whatever you want at UAT.edu. Well, that's where you can learn about the school. And then you can go to the school, and then you can learn the stuff. You get what I'm saying. Now, there's not much else in the news. I just noticed today, I do want to mention this before we finish, Project Gotham Racing 3. That's one of the games coming up for the Xbox 360. They're making a lot of big notice lately because, first of all, the game looks fantastic, and they've been putting up screenshots that people have been saying are fake because they think they're just a picture of, a building. But it looks that good, and I agree, it does look incredible. But the reason they're in the news this week is because they announced they're having monthly tournaments over Xbox Live. And the reason it's cool is because they're integrating this thing they call Gotham TV. So they said tens of thousands of people could compete in this tournament. So if you want to play, right, you get Xbox Live, you have to get the gold account, which means you have to pay for it, just like you do with the current Xbox Live, and a copy of Project Gotham 3. So for the first 2 weeks of the month, they're going to have basically like the trials where, if you do so well, and they haven't talked about how they're going to decide who's in the cutoff or whatever, but if you do well enough, you move on. And for the next 2 weeks, they have designated periods where you could join in. And instead of just like measuring your lap time, you join in and actually play against 11 other people and you have an actual race. And then, it gets weeded out to the final winner. And they'll have prizes and stuff. They just haven't made that official. But the Gotham TV thing is where you, as just, a loser of the previous round or someone who just wants to watch, can go in there and watch the race as it's happening just because you have a copy of the game in Xbox Live. So you don't have to compete and you can still feel like you're in part of the tournament or watch your friends, support your family member, whatever. And I just think that's a really neat feature. And the fact that they're going to do it every month to try to get everybody involved is also really cool. You guys...
Sounds cool.
Look, I think realistic damage on the cars... On Gotham 3 or
I don't know.
That's crap. We got to put realistic damage in the cars. I don't care. I'm so sick of games. I run into a wall and my car bounces off and I'm fine.
It's getting closer and closer these days to accepting that because I know GTA, no, not GTA, GT, Gran Turismo. That's the game I'm talking about. Gran Turismo didn't do that, but Forza Motorsport, I believe, did. And
which
yeah,
is a game I got to try. I'm a loser.
I don't remember about Project Gotham, but the car companies are becoming more accepting of it just because
but it is
they realize
cool.
There's no reason not to do it.
I just wonder how long it becomes, because we know video game people are nerds, how long it becomes before people start gambling on the outcome of races.
Oh, I bet they're going to do it immediately.
Yeah.
But it's gonna, you know, on the down low. I don't know if Gotham TV is going to allow you to talk to other people who are watching. That would be
that,
cool.
That would be interesting.
Anyway, we've got a caller on the line, so I'm going to go to the caller. Is this Kirsty calling back, or?
Well, this is Roger.
Roger, hey there.
I had a question. I just tuned in when you guys were kind of in the middle of the conversation. It sounded like you were talking about using the Xbox as a computer.
Essentially, yeah, that's a simple way of putting it.
And I had heard that they are coming out with a new, I think it might have been a new version of Xbox that they said was going to be like 10 times faster than the current PC is what the quote was.
Well, I know what you're talking about. Whether or not statistically that's true, that's arguable.
Theoretically, but like on paper, it could be, but
yeah.
Because, I mean, hearing all these hidden things, you know, kind of like the old Amiga system, they developed as a computer, but it was really a game system and vice versa. I'm hearing all these things about what Microsoft's been doing with Xbox, when there's been hints that basically you could turn it into a PC at the same, have a game system at the same time. And I was just wondering if that was true or just hearsay.
All right, well, let me tell you what is happening. So the Xbox exists, and it's about 4 years old now. It came out in 2001. In November, it's going to... It'll be 4 or 5 years, 2000 or 2001. I can't remember now.
I think it was 2001.
I think it's gonna, we're going to hit 4 years.
It was 2001.
This November, 4 year anniversary of the Xbox. And they're releasing what they're calling the Xbox 360. We've actually been talking about it for the past few months now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because, you know, that's the sort of stuff we talk about.
Right.
So the 360 is basically, you know, like the Xbox 2, essentially. And power-wise, it's going to be significantly more powerful. I don't know how much you care about the actual details, but it's got three processors. Each one of those processors is dual core, which basically means it's like six processors.
Whoa.
And on top of that, each one is about four and a half times faster than the single one that's in the current Xbox. So to say that it's 10 times faster is probably understating it. It's probably going to be a lot more than 10 times faster, but that happens. Every generation, you're going to get a system that is just, you know, faster by powers of, you know, exponentially faster. So that's not a big deal. What is cool is the things you can do with it. And what I was explaining that you can do with the current Xbox with the Media Center program, they're building a lot of that functionality into this system right out of the box. Unfortunately, you are going to need to have your Windows XP computer in the house, and it's going to have to be XP Media Center Edition. So a lot of people have Windows XP, but they don't have the Media Center version. If you do, though, that's the one that basically, do you know what a TiVo is?
Yeah, sure do.
All right, so Media Center, XP Media Center lets you do TiVo functionality. You can record shows and stream them to all the computers in the house. And actually, the Xbox right now, if you go, I was just at Best Buy the other day, they have the Xbox Media Center Extender.
Mm-hmm.
If you run that on your Xbox, it acts as sort of a front end for your computer that has the Media Center software. So if you have television recorded on that and you have your Xbox connected to your home network, you can very legitimately and officially grab all that stuff, your music, your photos, your video, just like you'd be able to do with the 360,
right.
Except you need that extra software. And with the 360, it's going to be built right in.
Okay.
And I presume it's going to have a lot more functionality as well, a lot of like the stuff we were discussing with the Xbox Media Center. Yeah. So you got to hack your Xbox to be able to use the software we were talking about, which can
right.
be a little bit complicated. But chances are you can find somebody who knows what they're doing and take care of it for you if you ever wanted to do it. Or just buy the new system that comes out in November.
Okay, that answers it. That's what I've been hearing. I mean, it's like an almost a standalone graphic system, you know, in itself, the new one.
Yeah,
pretty impressive.
They're trying to do everything. And then the new PlayStation system, PlayStation 3, that comes out next year is going to have a lot of the same features. They're going to want you to go online and browse the web with your HDTV. They're going to want you to grab all your music online and through your home network and all that. So you're going to see that in basically video game systems from now until the end of time, just because they can. And there's no reason not to. Anyway, we're just about out of time, so thanks
a lot
for calling.
Thank you very much for explaining that.
Thank you, Robert.
All right.
So I wanted to get to something before we ran out of time today. I was talking about Project Gotham. Not too exciting, but neat.
Yeah.
I thought it was great that they're going to do this stuff. But very quickly, before we go, someone went onto our forums the end of last month, actually, but I didn't notice it until a few days ago. They were talking about what we discussed a few weeks ago about the HDTV and Nintendo not taking advantage HD resolutions and all that. And first of all, he corrected me in talking about how the switch over to HDTV by the FCC isn't really going to have the impact on it on everyone that we were saying it was. And truth be told, I haven't researched it enough. And I think I made that clear, too, when I was talking about it, that I really didn't know everything about it.
As you were yelling at me at how wrong I was.
Yeah, I didn't know enough about it. And I still don't know enough, even after this guy tried to correct me, because it was still confusing. So it might not affect everybody as much as I thought. But he was also making the point about how he didn't care, and he thought that about the Nintendo not going HD, I mean.
I think that was my point, too.
Yeah.
It's not going to matter that much.
But he was saying that it would cost a lot more money to do. And this is sort of the thing that I wanted to argue. He's saying that, you know, Nintendo would have to spend more money to do this, and it would just... There probably would be more in terms of making everything work together that you have to have, you know, if it's in this resolution, it needs to look this way, and in this resolution, it needs to look a different way. I don't think that's too big of a drawback, but you don't need more powerful hardware. These days, hardware can handle it all. Everything's developed on a computer anyway, and your PC that you're running invariably runs at a higher resolution than television. So running in 720 progressive is not difficult at all by today's standards. What is that, like 1280 by 720
or something like
1024
that.
Or something? Like, it's not a difficult prospect in terms of hardware. And I don't think it would be that hard to get the developers to do it since they're already doing it for their games on the other systems. So I argue the point that it would cost more money, but... I do sort of agree that it's not going to make that huge of a difference whether or not it's in HD. I just sort of think they need to, you know, get on the bandwagon with everybody else because they might have some people who say, well, you know what? I have an HDTV and Xbox can do it. GameCube or Nintendo can't.
Yeah.
So why would I get that system? Because there are a lot of people who don't know enough of the differences and they'll pick one for a less legitimate reason than, you know, they
should. But probably for like every one of those people, there's going to be 10, you know, Nintendo fanboys that are going to run out and buy it because it's Nintendo.
Yeah, I mean, truth be told, Nintendo's going to do fine because enough people like their stuff. But it was just, I was really happy to see someone go on our forums and actually, you know, talk about the show.
But don't you think it's kind of like what we were talking about last week with the Xbox, making sure you could play the old Xbox games? It's not going to, why spend the money if you don't have to? Because it's not going to make that big of a difference in most people.
Yeah, but my point is that I don't think it really would cost a lot more money. And a lot of people would appreciate it.
So it's okay to spend the money in one aspect, but not the other aspect.
Well, you're looking at a totally different thing. Like, making Xbox backwards compatible involves paying royalties to NVIDIA. It involves a ton of development. It involves consistently hiring people or paying people to update the stuff.
Money's money, man. Money's money.
Making the Nintendo run stuff in HD, not difficult.
We'll talk about this next week.
All right. So anyway, you can go on our forums, too. If you go to chatterboxgameshow.com, there's a forums button. You can sign up. You can interact with us any day of the week. Because I'm always there.
Anyway, I'm single.
Thank you very much for listening. Check out our podcast. You can get it on iTunes Music Store now, chatterboxgameshow.com, and we'll be here next week. Thank you.
Yes, we will.
Later.